Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome you back to Rowdy Mag Light Racing. I'm Rowdy Mag Light, and before we get started, I'd like to give a little information on this weekend. We're headed to Madison International Speedway for the Montgomery Ward's Father's Day 200. That's June the 18th. It's going to be broadcast live over the American Sports Network. It's at 2 o'clock, folks. Grab you a soft drink and your dad. Go sit and watch the race. You'll absolutely love it. We've got 8 winners out of in 8 races. It's going to be an awesome race just to figure out if anybody can do it twice. But my first guest tonight is going to be Russell Henderson of H&H Motorsports, and I'm going to bring Russell in to the show and hear what he's got going on for the rest of the ARCA season and for next year. Welcome there, Russell. How are we doing tonight?
What's going on, Rowdy? Oh, everything's fine around here, sir.
Well, I've got a bad thunderstorm that I can hear in the distance, and I don't know if that could be bad or good. We need the rain here, but lightning and electronics don't mix. Or umbrella.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't mix. We had little thunderstorms go through here on my way home yesterday and had a little bit of one spark up today, but it's all nice and shiny here now, finally. Thank goodness.
Well, Russell, you're a veteran ARCA Truck Series driver.
Yes, sir.
How did that work?
It worked out good. Did it for one season and then turned around and started a second one, but then with the funding not being there, we kind of had to pull out and back out. Did select few races here and there, but other than that, I mean, I can't complain. I mean, I had a couple top tens and some good runs, but like Toledo, I lost some gears. I only had 4 gears, so I basically ran at the pack, finished 14th there. And Columbus Motor Speedway, we finished 4th. And then I had a top 6 run, so it was good. And now they've got they integrated the V8s into there, and I was the first one to have the V8 in our Ford when I was running for Wilson Motorsports. So, yeah, my sponsor, Kentucky Buildings, in the number 9 truck. So we had a good run for our season anyway.
Well, Russell, you've moved on. You're moving on up, and you're pushing towards the ARCA cars, the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards. You've just announced a few plans. You want to tell everybody what you got going on with H&H Motorsports?
Well, what we've got going on, we're a brand new team. This has been basically in the talks and works since Daytona testing with my partner, Michael Halbrick, who is working overseas right now in Afghanistan, but he'll be home whenever he can get home back and forth. But it's been in the talks. We finally got, you know, our ducks in a row. We bought a team from an old veteran ARCA driver himself, Mike Cook, and he's a great guy. He's been working with us trying to get things set up and get ready to do a few races from probably Kentucky and Kansas is what we'll do this year. And then 2017, or the off season, but before that, we're going to work on some more cars that we're getting in, and we're going to work on the cars that we've got, and we're going to push to come out strong in 2017, you know, starting with Daytona testing with about 13 drivers that, you know, are wanting to do it. But and then hopefully Daytona race, and then we're working on coming out strong and having a good run at least.
Are you running the Elmore engine next year, Russell?
Well, we're planning on leasing the Elmore engines. We're working with a couple of teams now and in the talks of pricing and everything to where we can lease one. With funding not being there and actually running without a funded sponsor right now, this is all out-of-pocket stuff. And we're going to be right now, the way it looks, we're going to be running the SB2 Hendrix SB2s. They're brand new. A lot of them's refreshed. They're ready to go. We just got to get these cars ready so on off season so we can get them ready. And if all works out that where we can lease a meal more, we'll do it.
Well, you've been moving into a new building. I see you've been posting pictures of moving. That's a pretty tough job, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because we were originally based in Texas, and then we found this shop, a 16,500-square-foot shop in Arkansas, in Jonesboro, Arkansas, I'll say. And it's a lot of room for what we've already got in there. And like I said, we got some more cars coming. We got some other stuff in the works as well. That way we have room to grow, and we don't have to worry about either moving in the near future, so we can grow right there. And I mean, it's in a good location. We really couldn't ask for a better location except for maybe North Carolina, but other than that, we're close enough to the tracks to where it doesn't kill us, you know.
Well, in the ARCA, you know, once you hit that Pocono, you might as well stay up north for a while, because you go Pocono, Michigan, Madison. I mean, it stays up north for a while. That's the only bad part. I like them down south. It makes for a long drive.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, the Praters drive from Mobile virtually every race, so they're as far as you can get south.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're planning for all this stuff, so you know, at least we're a little bit closer than we were in, you know, South Texas and all that. So, yeah, it'll be a little bit easier on us.
Russell, what do you think about the racing this year for ARCA?
I actually think it's pretty good racing. Racing, some of it's disadvantage, some of it's advantage. You know, the lower budget teams are working their butt off to get the cars where, you know, where they're being more competitive and trying to run what they've got to be more competitive and such as we're going to be doing, you know. And the Ilmor Motor, I think it's a good engine. ARCA, the officials, I think they're doing a good job. Joe Wells, I can't thank him enough. He's worked with us, and, you know, as Ron Drager, Amanda, everybody has worked with us. And really, as a car owner now instead of a driver, I'm starting to feel the stress of owning cars.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been through tech at NASCAR and Truck Series and ARCA. And ARCA wants you to succeed. They really help you. Which some of the other guys, in my opinion, on up, it's a lot tougher to get through inspection. And it's tough to get through ARCA. They want a safe car. But on the other hand, they will work with you. And I've seen it. They'll work with you. They don't make it so tough you can't make the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got some the templates. We've got everything and everybody that we need to get this to get it done to where we can make the show and all that good stuff. And we're going to make a go at it. And like I said, in off season, we're going to run two races or three if we can for the rest of this season. And then when 2017 comes around, we're going to come out strong one way or the other. Everybody's going to look good. The cars are going to look nice and they're going to look sharp. We've got a lot of plans in the works for, you know, what our cars are going to look like. We're working with a lot of people. We're working with good charities. I mean, we've got a lot of people that are surrounded us. So, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys.
Well, you know, Russell, with American Sports Network coming on, that's got to help to try to get a sponsor, because at least you've got something to throw out there. You got to carry it out there to dangle it. You know, we're going to be seen on TV on Sunday, and it's going to be on American Sports Network. And for me here at home, where this it's broadcast, if you've got the new analog or the digital antenna, you can pick it up for free. And I think that means a whole lot to ARCA to be able to get to watch a race for free. You know,
oh, yeah.
You've got You got this coming week, the Montgomery Ward's Father's Day, and what better time, you know, Sunday. It's going to be probably hot at 2 o'clock. It'd be a great time to sit down with your family and give ARC a 200-lap try and see if you like them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ARC is a good up-and-coming series. I know it's going to take a lot to catch up with, you know, NASCAR or anything like that, but, you know, with us starting like we are, we're working with drivers to try to give, you know, the talent that's out there a chance to get in to one of these cars and see what it's all about and everything. If they like it, well, you know, they got their foot in the door by climbing into the ARCA series. And, you know, if they've got eyeballs on them and it's a good sponsor, they can, you know, start moving up in the ranks and, you know, just keep right on going if that's what they want to do. And that's what basically we're here for. You know, not only is up for me and my partner to drive when we can, you know, just give other talent a chance, you know. So basing all this off on right now.
Well, you got testing coming up in Kentucky, isn't that right, Russell?
Yeah, we're getting cars ready right now to do Kentucky testing. And we've got a couple of drivers already approved to turn around and do the Kentucky race. So what we're going to do is see what the cars do during testing, basically shake them down, and then set them up from there for the race on the 23rd.
Russell, have you raced at Kentucky? Have you been to Kentucky?
No, I have not raced at Kentucky. I want to. And I've been, after this repave, I want to see what the track's like. From what I hear and the cars that have been on it testing, yeah, I got to get out there and check this out.
Well, with that new pavement, that should make it smooth as silk. I mean, it should be nice. Kentucky's a nice track. I was actually got to go to the very first, at that time, it was the Busch race. My son and
yeah.
I and four more of my friends, and it was a great, great place to sit up in the stands and watch the race. You could actually see the whole track, and it's a great place to watch it from the infield. You know, I've been to Kentucky the past 3 years with the ARCA gang, and it's been absolutely great to be able to go.
Oh, yeah, I know our guys are ready to go, and like I said, we're getting the cars ready so we can make this, and we're going to move forward from there and get maybe one or two more races in, and then we'll, you know, the season will be over, and we're just going to basically start from scratch and get these cars ready for 2017, sir.
Hey, Russell, can I bring Mark in here just a minute? Hey, Mark, are you there?
Hi, welcome from Brewer Raceway, Rowdy.
How's it going there tonight?
First yellow of the evening, lap 18, and I'm giving you a quick call while the engines are a little lower than normal. So I can hear you and you can hear me.
All right, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Russell, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you? Are you going to be up at Madison next week?
The way it's looking right now, we're trying to get everything ready. I probably won't make Madison, but we will be, like I was telling him, at Kentucky one way or the other.
Well, good luck with that. It's tough getting the race car together, and I wish you all the luck, and get on the track as soon as you can.
Yes, sir, and that's our plan. We plan on meeting everybody.
Good luck with that. Yep, that's a tough call, but go for it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, Rowdy?
Yes, sir.
I will give you a call back at the next caution if I get a chance. And if not, I'll talk with you sometime this evening. I'll get back to you guys.
Hey, appreciate it. If you can, get us a little rundown the next time, Mark. Thank you.
We'll be out here at Berlin in August 6th for the ARCA race. So great show again tonight, and I'll talk with you all soon. I'll talk to you a little later. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. That Mark has been to over 121 tracks.
Russell.
Goodness. He is busy.
The guy loves racing. Well, I was fortunate enough to meet him at Nashville, and we kind of hung around a little bit up there, and I invited him to come and call in. It took him a couple of weeks. I think he listened for a week or two, and then now he's a regular caller and calls in. Russell, I got one more caller here. He calls home Watkins Glen. I don't know about your road course experience, but I know Todd's got a question to ask you. Hey, Todd.
All right.
Hi, Russell. Hi,
hey,
Rowdy.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I know the ARCA doesn't come up to the Glen and race up there. The closest ARCA comes to me is Pocono. Hearing about all the stuff that you're looking forward to moving forward with and everything, what's the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to the most out of everything altogether?
You know, that's a hard question to answer right now. really? Getting these cars ready. I mean, it's been exciting since we've actually purchased the team and got things moved over to the shop. And my mind has gone 90 to nothing since then in trying to get in these cars ready for Kentucky testing and trying to get these last few races of the season in. Then I'm excited about the off season, believe it or not, and I don't really like off season because I like racing, but it gives us a chance to go through the cars, teams up. You know, it gives us a lot of things that we can do on the off season. And then when Daytona testing comes around, that's even more exciting to me because that's the first time that our cars will be on a super speedway. And we've got the super speedway cars. And, I mean, everything's really exciting about it to me. I mean, I have fun doing it all.
Oh, I really appreciate you taking the time and answer a question.
No, it's not a problem.
I'm glad to hear that you guys are getting things moved forward, and I'm looking forward to be able to see you guys on track and watch you perform.
I really appreciate that, and hopefully everybody that can hear this or is at the track and they see our cars on the track, come on over, say hi. We'll give you a hot dog, hamburger, Dr. Pepper. We'll give you something.
You know, the great thing about ARCA is, you know, you have a little bit of driver accessibility. You can go actually get an autograph, take a picture, shake their hands. And the drivers appreciate that, don't they, Russell?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I enjoy the fan base, like in racing and meeting new people from different parts of the United States. I mean, I'm a people person. And, I mean, when I was in ARCA Truck Series, we had autograph sessions. And it's awesome when you have a little kid come up to you and ask to sign your shirt or, you know, sign their shirt or sign something for them, you know. And our plan is we're going to try to get it to where we can give stuff away like keychains or cups or, you know, maybe even some T-shirts here and there. I really enjoy it. I like meeting the new people. I like having the race fans that we do got, and we're out to build our fan base even more. We've got our Facebook page. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. Just everything. There's nothing I don't like about it.
Well, you know, Russell, when them little kids come up, you're 10 foot tall when they look up at you. Don't they? When you look up and down at those little eyes, they get bigger and bigger as they look up at you. I mean, this is set to watch these kids come up and to mingle with the drivers. It's something great, and you know it's you've got time. I know you're pushed for time at the track, but you still have a little time to actually spend with the kids.
Oh yeah, and that's our plan. I mean, we've got what we call a team ambassador. This poor little boy has fought cancer when he was like 6 years old. He's cancer-free now, But he's going to end up being our little team ambassador. He's going to go to all the races that he can go to with his dad, which his dad will be one of our drivers on the select tracks. It's awesome. We're working with several charities. We work with, right now, we're working with Duck Commander, and they're doing a charity to build 7 houses to make room for orphan kids that can be adopted or anything like that. It's called Homes for Hope for Children, and it'll be there'll be a press release out about it and everything, and it's also on my Facebook page if anybody wants to read about it. They're trying to raise $25,000 a house to get these 7 houses done for these kids that are in bad situations or have been put in bad situations, just everything. They want to be able to feed them, clothe them, house them, everything. And I'm glad that I'm working with them. Our team's working with them. They will be on the cars, on all our cars, not just one. And we're going to work with them. We'll be doing some charity events. A show car will be out at these events. So if anytime you hear about them, all you got to do is look at my Facebook, and everything will be posted of what we're doing.
$25,000 a home is a bargain.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard. Well, since you mentioned what you got going on, Russell, I want to mention that I've got a little Facebook page now. It's Cooper's Race Cars. It's a like page. It's Cooper's Race Cars, and I'm asking everybody that's into racing. All the kid loves to do, he's 4 years old. He's fighting cancer, too. He just got home 2 days ago from being at the hospital for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And his mom, he loves race cars. Since I started this page, that's all he's looked at. I've had other people invited, and we just started this Saturday, and it really has took off. So I'm asking everybody that hears this, go to Cooper's Race Cars and post race cars. That's all he wants. And that's pretty incredible for a four-year-old that's all he wants to look at and watch is racing. And I'd like for everybody to go and try that. And, hey, Russell, it's a great thing what you're doing. If we don't give, we're not going to receive. You got to plant a seed to get something back. And with the Duck Commanders and what you got going on with the housing sounds absolutely wonderful, Russell.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you're going to have to send me an invite to this here page you've got going on, sir. And I'll sure send you some pictures of different cars and trucks and all kinds of goodies.
Well, it's a pretty tough situation next door. He's fighting the fungus now because his immune system's down. His leukemia is kind of under control. It's the fungus that's kind of giving him a hard time now, but anyway, it's a great thing, and I will, Russell. Anything else, Russell, before you tell everybody how to get a hold of you?
Well, you can go on Facebook, and we have a page. It's H&H Motorsports. You can also go under Russell Henderson. There's going to be a picture of me and my wife, and then that way, if you want to get on into the H&H world, then all you got to do is send me a request. I can get you in there. Like I said, we've got a lot going on getting these cars finished up, getting them ready for testing. And, you know, I want to thank everybody that's working with us, works around us. Mike Cook, which is the old owner of these cars, he's going to be our crew chief. Kevin Hinkle, he's going to be our lead mechanic. He's also going to be a driver. Tyler Katulik, he's going to be doing the paint and body. And he's also my coworker at my regular job. Mike, my partner, I keep telling him to be safe over there in Afghanistan, which he better because he needs to come on home. All the race fans, I appreciate everybody that's liked the page so far. Spread the word because we're coming out strong. We're coming out fighting, and we're going to be legit as we can be. We're going to be clean cut. We're going to come out looking sharp dressed and ready to go.
That sounds great, Russell. That's exactly what you need to do. You hit the high points there. Come out dressed as you need to be.
Oh,
well, Russell,
yeah.
You know, you're always welcome to come back. Anytime you got something going on, you want to come on and tell us about it, you know how to get a hold of me, and I appreciate you coming on, sir. I can't wait till we meet.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to meet y'all and everybody else. And like I said, there'll be new press releases coming out soon of, you know, of drivers that'll be driving for us at select tracks and just anything upcoming with the Homes for Hope for Children and Duck Commander stuff and Godwin and all of them. I mean, we've got all kinds of things going on, but right now the press release on that stuff, they don't want to release yet because the Homes for Hope for Children doesn't officially start kickoff till July 1st, but through the 1st and through the 11th, there's going to be a prize given away every day. The grand prize is on the 11th, where you actually get to sit down and eat dinner with the Duck Commander crew.
Man, that'd be hard to beat right there, especially if Phil blessed the meal.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we'll get ready to announce that and announce the prizes and everything like that. But for right now, you know, we got to keep that out of the press right now because it doesn't officially kick off till July 1st. But I'd like for everybody to get involved. Check it out on my webpage or my Facebook page. Get involved. I mean, that's what we're here for. And, I mean, we're trying to help all the kids that we can help that's in bad situations. So, you know, if you can pass the word, Rowdy, get everybody involved.
I will, Russell. I'll post it on my page when you make it official. We'll start working on it, and I'll get you the other information. But, Russell, I appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to meeting you and your wife and the rest of your gang.
I'm looking forward to meeting you and your wife, your gang, and everybody else that works around you. I'm ready to meet some of the fans, kind of mingle and do some autographs, do some whatever we need to do to make these fans happy.
All right, Russell. Thank you, sir.
No, I appreciate it, Rowdy.
Thank you. You too, brother. Thank you for giving me the time. Bye.
No problem. Bye.
Well, Todd, did you get to watch the Michigan race this weekend?
I most certainly did.
Man, what do you think, Todd? We've got eight races. We got eight different winners. Three of them are rookies, and two of those rookies that never had drove an ARCA car before. I think that says a lot for ARCA.
Oh, you ain't kidding. This young talent is just unbelievable.
Well, you know, if you get out here and you do push the right buttons, you can win. I mean, you know, you can win. And the car counts, the most incredible thing is the car counts are up this year.
Yeah, actually, there was more than I expected to see. So I was really amazed, which, you know, in a way, I'm glad that the car counts up. It's just shown that it's being a little more affordable that people can compete in.
Well, you know, it's still expensive, but the great thing, you know, the TV is like a light when you cut it on at night, and the mouse, that's the way the TV, having a network to stand up and jump out there out front. When you put the TV on, the cars start showing up. It draws attention. It makes them come to the track. I knew it was kind of going to be kind of a tough race with it being so hot up at Michigan on Friday. I mean, it was pretty toasty. I think Friday was, what, 90 degrees, right, pushing right at 90s. So, you know, the track had to have been pushing over 100, which,
you,
the guys, they were some great racing.
Did you go, Rowdy?
No, I didn't get to go. I had something come up. I had my truck was packed. I was packed, everything ready to go, and I got a phone call Thursday, and I usually leave, well, it was Wednesday afternoon. I got a call Wednesday that I had to do something on Friday, and I just couldn't go. It messed my strength. I've been 5 years in a row, Todd. It's awesome track. You know, it's the first track I ever got to see NASCAR without a restrictor plate at the 2 mile track.
Yeah, definitely was different.
Well, we're waiting on Brandon Jones. Todd, he's supposed to be calling in at 6:30. He's got 10 minutes for us. I didn't know that today they had Rainer Racing opened up a museum in their hometown there in Kentucky. So I know they've had a lot to be proud of. Here he is. I'm going to bring him on, Todd, and so just hang on there, brother.
Okay.
All right, everybody, I'd like to welcome the winner of Michigan International Speedway ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards, the driver for the Rainer Racing number 8, Menard Chevrolet, Brandon Jones. Welcome to the show, Brandon.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me on this afternoon.
Man, let me tell you, I'm just glad you had time to stop and give us a little brief story about this weekend's race. I know everybody's got to be happy at the museum tonight that the Rainers opened up in their hometown of Kentucky.
Absolutely, man. Just an awesome day overall. Rainier Race with NDM, they've been on their game, man, this year. You know, they've made sure that we get the best equipment. They put the best people they could find in the job. And it's been showing off. You know, they've had a couple of really high finishing K&N race positions. Spencer got their first win in that series, and us picking up the win at Michigan was topping it off for sure. So I think we're going to have many more to come with that team. They've been doing a great job so far.
Brandon, wasn't that your third ARCA win?
It was, yes.
Well, congratulations, Brandon. That was the car looked absolutely wonderful. It run great, and it boiled down to fuel mileage again. I know you had to have a big grin on your face on lap 4, didn't you?
Oh man, yeah, absolutely. You know, I didn't know if he could make it. Honestly, right there, I was starting to get a little nervous. You know, with them out front there, and I didn't really know what his strategy was, and when he had pitted last, so I didn't know what. His fuel was like, you know, at the end there, like you said, it came down to fuel mileage, and we came on top.
Well, you come in with 20 laps left to get gas and tires, and your pit crew absolutely performed perfect. They got to take the lead.
Absolutely. All day long, those guys, they nailed it on pit road. And I have to give myself a little pat on the back as well. You know, I came to the box, I felt like, really well all day long, and left the box pretty hard also all day. So I think, you know, big team effort there for sure, and it helped those guys out.
Well, you know, you said you come in hard and you left hard, but, you know, they were pretty tough on the pit row speed. So actually you hit the target every time you stopped.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah, they were really good. And that's actually we were fortunate enough to be able to have my Xfinity pit crew for that race as well. So that helped a big part.
Well, going from you know, Brandon, you're in this race. You was in the new composite body with that Elmore engine, and I know you had to have raced the old Legacy and the steel bodies. What's the difference between the two that you can describe?
Oh, I think the biggest thing is what's making them so much better than those steel bodies, and it's just probably the weight advantage that those cars are getting. You know, I think ARCA's final step would be everybody to run that body in that series. So I think they're trying to handicap the other body a little bit just to try to get everybody to transition over right now. So I think that is definitely the more dominant of the two. And but I don't know, man. You know, I think that steel body's still a pretty cool looking car, and kind of goes back to the old days when they had that body.
Yeah, well, you know, the good thing about it, after I've seen them live, they can take a little bit of rubbing and racing and scrubbing on the sides, where the old steel bodies would kind of wrinkle up a little bit, but you can actually bump and rub and they don't shatter or dent up.
Yeah, that's another thing as well. That's a good point right there that you brought up. Like you said, I mean, if you barely touch with the steel body, you risk caving the fender in on a tire, or you know, really really hurting the aero on the car.
Well, Brandon, racing at Michigan on Friday and then turning around and jumping in the Xfinity car, how was that transition?
It wasn't really too bad, honestly. You know, I had done that previously at Pocono the week before, so I kind of had an idea of how that was going to be and how that transitioned over. But I feel like the Xfinity racing is just so much more fast-paced race, really. Those guys just seem to never, you know, get off their game. They almost hit perfect laps every time. So it just takes a lot more focus, I feel like, to run those races. Obviously, they are a little bit longer, so that mental side is always a big factor as well. So there's a few things that, you know, definitely differentiate the two.
Well, that's a pretty good jump. You know, Friday you're in the ARCA and then jump into the Xfinity. Was the car, the temperature of the car on Friday, because I know in Michigan it got up to 90. It was pretty hot in the car.
Oh, my gosh, man. I got out, and I was definitely a little overheated for sure. But it's just all about the prep work that goes into it, you know, the week really before, how much your water consumption is and how much you're really trying to stay hydrated. So that was a big thing to watch in Michigan for sure. It was really, really hot there. And I think going to Iowa next week, it's looking like it's going to be about the same.
Well, you know, Brandon, it had to feel great to be able to hoist that trophy up over your head and show it to everybody in victory lane.
Man, it was for sure. It was good to be back. You know, the first two ARCA starts we had, we ended up winning those. We were pretty fortunate enough to do so. And then the following one after that, my first year, we ended up third. So my very first season in ARCA went really well, and I was glad to get back on that track for sure.
Well, Brandon, I know your time's short there. Would you like to throw out the social media and give your thanks to your sponsors?
Absolutely. If everybody, you know, wants to follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, they're all Brandon Jones Racing. And it was, like I said, very, very cool for Menards to be on the ARCA car that weekend, and Valvoline as well, with them both sponsoring the Xfinity race, and ARCA with Menards, you know, being the series sponsor for ARCA. So I think that was really, really cool to do so in ARCA's backyard, and I'm looking forward to getting on the next one.
Well, that number 8 Menard Chevrolet looked good sitting in victory lane, Brandon.
Absolutely, it sure did. I hope to get back in there shortly.
Well, Brandon, I appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to having you on again, and I appreciate the time that you give us, sir.
All right, no problem, man. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Brandon Jones, the winner of the Michigan International Speedway ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards. Todd, what did you think about that, my friend?
Well, I tell you, I'm really impressed with that young man. Jumping into the different series. I don't know if he's still racing the trucks, but if so, I mean, that's a lot for one person to go from an ARCA to Xfinity. You know, that's some work right there.
Well, you know, hey, he was one happy guy. I mean, you could tell by the smile on his face. He had the biggest smile, which, hey, you couldn't have wiped the smile off my face neither holding up the trophy.
Yeah, that's a given. I mean, you know that smile's there for a long time.
Well, you know, Michigan's a big track. That's saying a lot when you're the winner. And, you know, there he sit with a composite body and the new Elmore engine. You know, everybody's talking about the NASCAR package. Well, if we're going to talk about packages, I think ARCA has nailed their package. I think FedEx has delivered the package to ARCA.
Oh, definitely.
Well, you know, the wins stated, you know. 8 winners. They're all different. You know, there's not a whole lot that you can argue. And, you know, I've said it every show. I would go down screaming and kicking. But right now I'm the first one that's going to jump in line and say I think it was the best decision that ARCA could have made.
Yep, I agree with you there.
Well, I guess you heard we had Mark. Mark called in. He's at Berlin watching the race tonight. And I've been waiting on him. You know, he's just going to call in and out as we're here. As long as we're here. I was telling Russell earlier, but as I look out now, the cloud's gone. We had a bad, bad cloud come up a while ago with thunder in the distance there and lightning striking. I didn't know how that was going to last. Or how it was going to work and how long we were going to last, but it looks like it's done blowed over, one of the little small thunderstorms that come through here.
Yeah, we had a little one earlier. They kind of dissipated and only a couple of raindrops. But we had quite a bit of rain.
Well, I guess you've seen that, or heard and seen that American Sports Network's covering the Madison race this weekend, Todd.
Yep. I get that channel, so I do get to see it.
Man, I get that channel too. And you know, it's actually free here if you had the new digital antenna. So it's not it's owned by cable package, but if you didn't have the cable, you could still pick the show up. And I think that's great. That says a lot right there.
Yeah. You know, being out there, yeah, it's awesome that you can still get it and be able to watch it. Not like up by me, having a digital antenna. We only pick up Canadian stations.
Well, Todd, if you were lucky enough to go to Madison this coming weekend, if you went over to Menards, one of the Menards stores in the area, you can actually buy a ticket, a seat for that race for $15. Now, how you going to beat $15?
Wow. You can't go wrong there.
The normal price at the gate is $25. But if you go to Menards and pick up, get it from Menards. Actually, if you buy your ticket from Menards, you pay $15 for the ticket. Then you go to the display where they have the show car at the track, show them your ticket, and they give you a set of free sunglasses. Now, come on.
Wow.
How does it get much better than that?
Yeah, you can't get no better than that.
To run down the MIS top five there, well, you know, we had Brandon Jones finishing first, Chase Briscoe. Hey, Chase has been hammering at the door. I'm just waiting on him to kick the door down, and that's coming. Cunningham Motorsports is hot this year. I mean, they've got everything going, too. And Chase is knocking on the door, and I expect him to kick it down any race. We had, of course, Kyle Benjamin finished third, and Travis Brenton finished fourth, and Matt Tipton finished fifth. So that's the way they finished it at MIS this weekend. I hate it I didn't get to make it. It's still weighing on me pretty hard, Todd. But, you know, you can't. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up another race that I don't normally get to go to. It's going to take a lot of work to get to over 121 tracks like Mark's been at. But I'm working at it. I'm slowly working at it. I don't know if I'll ever make it, but I –
Yeah, that's pretty amazing to be able to go to that many tracks. Gosh, even for myself, you know, even on the East Coast, I mean, I'm looking at 5 a year if I was lucky. So, yeah, I that's a long ways to catch him.
Well, my problem is you know, I lived right out of Birmingham, and you know, once you leave Talladega and Atlanta, you leave Atlanta out. Atlanta's a 3-hour drive. Talladega's 1 hour and 20 minutes. After that, it turns into 6 hours. I mean, well, let me take that back. Nashville is a 3-hour drive. So I actually have 3 tracks that is drivable without a whole lot of trouble, and then you roll into Kentucky. I think Kentucky's a 6.5-hour drive for me, and then after that, it just turns into madness, 8.5, 9, 10 hours. But it's worth every bit of it. It's worth it.
Yeah, for here, I mean, we have 2 NASCAR tracks, and then all the rest are dirt tracks. So it's about 5 hours either way I look at it.
Well, the point standings, the only difference in the points this week, Tom Hesser moved down to 5. We got Chase Briscoe leading us off in the points and in the ARCA points. Josh Williams is 2nd. Matt Kaczkarowski, I don't know how to pronounce that correctly. Matt is 3rd. Kyle Weatherman is 4th. Tom Hesser moved down to 5th. And Thomas Prater is rocking in there at 6. So Mark is hadn't heard from him. Todd, we're kind of rolling down with close to the end of the show here with 12 minutes left. Anything you want to add to it there, Todd?
No, I just want to thank everybody for all their hard work that they do for making it fun and enjoyable for the fans.
Well, you know, Todd, that's why I'm more involved than I used to be. You know, I'm glad that Stephen and Tim's give me this opportunity here. I've been fortunate enough, Todd, I don't know if you know, I've been fortunate enough to have 6 out of the 8 winners on Monday, and that, you know, I think that says a lot right there, that ARCA has accepted what I'm doing. You know, they're real receptive to what I'm doing. You know, Todd, we're just trying to put a positive spin on it. You know, it's a great sport. It's a great series. It's an affordable series. It's a great place to take your kids, your grandkids. You know, it's a good environment, counts up. You know, I've seen very little that I didn't like. Very, very little.
Yeah, it's to me, the ARCA series is like night and day versus all the rest.
Well, it's what the big guys used to be 20, 25 years ago.
But, yeah, I mean, for what the ARCA does for their fans versus the others, I mean, wow, just blows me away on how much they do.
Me too, Todd. Me too. I just want to remind everybody one more before we leave. It's Sunday at 2 o'clock. It'll be broadcast live on American Sports Network. It's the Father's Day, Montgomery Ward's Father's Day 200 at Madison International Speedway. That should make for a great race, Todd.
Yes, it should, Rowdy, for sure.
I wish I had my dad back where we could sit down and watch a race.
Yeah, no doubt. I wish too.
Well, I want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day this Sunday. God has blessed me with 2 wonderful children and 5 grandchildren, and I'm proud to be a father. Appreciate you calling in, my friend, again tonight.
Oh, no problem, Rowdy. And happy early Father's Day to you.
Remember, Todd, if you get a chance, go on and like Cooper's Race Cars, and you can download cars onto his site.
I most certainly will, Rowdy, for sure.
Let's put him, keep him in our prayers.
Yep.
Thank you, Todd. Hey,
thank you, Rowdy.
Until next week, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here. See y'all next Monday night.